The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 3, text number 21. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on March 15th, 2007. In Sofia, Bulgaria.
Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 3, text number 21. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yad yad acharati shrestas,
tat tat devetaro jana,
sayat pramanam kuru te,
lokas tad anuvartate.
Translation. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Purport. People in general always require a leader who can teach the public by practical behavior. A leader cannot teach the people to stop smoking if he himself smokes. Lord Chaitanya said that a teacher should behave properly before he begins teaching. One who teaches in that way is called acharya, or the ideal teacher. Therefore, a teacher must follow the principles of shastra, scripture, to teach the common man. The teacher cannot manufacture rules against the principles of revealed scriptures. The revealed scriptures like Manu Samhita and similar others are considered the standard books to be followed by human society. Thus, the leader's teaching should be based on the principles of such standard shastras. One who desires to improve himself must follow the standard rules as they are practiced by the great teachers. The Srimad Bhagavatam also affirms that one should follow in the footsteps of great devotees. And that is the way of progress on the path of spiritual realization. The king, or the executive head of a state, the father, and the school teacher are all considered to be natural leaders of the innocent people in general. All such natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents. Therefore, they must be conversant with standard books of moral and spiritual codes.
Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Shtapidam Yena Bhutai Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam.
We need such people like this in this movement. We need acharyas. Why do we need acharyas? The whole world is suffering because of a lack of Krishna consciousness. Everyone is engaged in indriya seva, serving the senses. And therefore, nobody is happy. It's a pitiable condition, the modern day world. It's a blazing inferno of misery. And everyone's being forced to rotate birth after birth after birth. Dushparena nalena cha. These material senses burn like fire and they are never satisfied.
Тези материални сетива изгарят като огън и никога не са удовлетворени.
People are working so hard to satisfy their senses.
Хората работят толкова тежко, за да задоволят сетивата си.
It's very sad, actually.
Това всъщност е много тъжно.
So what is the hope? How they will get out of this entanglement?
Така че тогава каква е надеждата да се излезе от...
They need to have the association of an acharya.
Те се нуждаят, имат нужда от общуването на ачария, с ачария.
Someone who is actually absorbed in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day.
Някой, който е потопен в Кришна съзнание 24 часа в денонощ.
Because if they associate with such an enlightened spiritual being.
Защото ако те общуват с такова просветлено духовно същество,
they will be amazed to see how much bliss he is tasting at every minute.
Те ще са изумени да видят какво блаженство той вкусва всяка минута.
It doesn't matter if he's sick or if he's healthy, he's always ecstatic.
Без значение дали той е болен или е здрав, той винаги е в екстаз.
It doesn't matter if he's young or he's old, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he's a young man or an old man.
Няма значение дали е млад или стар.
Doesn't matter if he's a man or a woman.
Няма значение дали е мъж или жена.
Anyone who is purely absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Всеки, който е чисто потопен в Кришна съзнание.
24 hours daily.
24 часа на ден.
Is tasting the sweetest nectar at every minute.
Питва, вкусва най-сладкия нектар всяка минута.
Such a person is automatically an acharya.
Такава личност автоматично е ачария.
Jishi Garnitai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadrashad Puja Ki Jai. Just by associating with such a Krishna conscious acharya, one develops faith in the process of Krishna consciousness. That even though I am at the present moment in the deep darkness of ignorance, suffering like anything, the devotee is thinking, even though right now I'm suffering, that if I can take up this pathway of Krishna consciousness, then I'll become completely blissful. Or also the neophyte devotee who has taken up the pathway already but is going through some difficulties from time to time. When he gets the association of an acharya, he gets faith in the process also.
Когато има общуването на ачария, той получава вяра, също получава вяра в процеса.
That even though I've had difficulty on this pathway,
че дори да имам трудности по този път,
by seeing the advanced devotee,
като виждам напредналите предано отдадени,
my own doubts about the process go away.
Собствените ми съмнения за процеса изчезват.
It gives me faith that I can come off of the neophyte platform. To see the advanced devotee.
Да ги виждам, просто ми вдъхва вяра, въпреки че съм на платформата на неофит.
Gives me faith that I can come off of the neophyte platform.
Това ми дава вяра, че мога да излеза от платформата на начинаещ.
The neophyte is sometimes Krishna conscious.
Начинаещият понякога е Кришна осъзнат.
And sometimes he's not Krishna conscious.
Понякога не е.
Sometimes he's in Maya.
Понякога той е в Maya.
He's angry.
Той си ядосва.
He's lusty.
Той изпитва похот.
He's greedy.
Алчен е.
He's lazy.
Мързелив е.
He finds fault with the other devotees. These are the symptoms of a neophyte devotee. One who is still under the influence of the modes of material nature. When someone becomes advanced in Krishna consciousness, they become completely free from the tendency to criticize others. The advanced devotee simply wants to appreciate the wonderful saintly qualities of each and every devotee. He likes to see the good qualities of the devotee. He loves to see the good qualities of the devotee. And the only time he will point out a fault is to sincerely, out of love, try to help a neophyte devotee to advance. That's all. The only time he'll point out a fault is out of love. To try to help the neophyte to get out of anxiety. The advanced devotee doesn't have the slightest tinge of envy in his heart. He's the genuine well-wisher of all living entities. He wishes all of the devotees well. And he wishes every single living entity throughout the universe well also. Such a person has pure love for everyone and everything. Because he is fully surrendered to Lord Sri Krishna. Right now, let's be honest. That is not us. We're lusty. We're angry. We're greedy. We're lazy. We find fault. It's hellish to be a neophyte. Of course, it's 1,000 times better than being a karmi. But compared to being an advanced devotee, being a neophyte is hellish. Therefore, if we have any good brain, we will come off the platform of neophyte devotee as soon as we will come off the platform of neophyte devotee as soon as possible. Would you rather suffer or would you rather be ecstatic? Would you rather suffer? Or would you prefer to be absolutely ecstatic? The choice is yours. If you want to become absolutely ecstatic, you have to seek out the association of devotees who are advanced in the process of Krishna consciousness. You have to offer obeisances to them. You have to hear from them. You have to inquire from them. The association of such devotees will enable you to very quickly advance on the pathway of bhakti. Without even that much endeavor. Just by the mercy of the advanced devotees, you can quickly advance in Krishna consciousness.
напреднал правилно да, вие бързо може да напреднете в Кришна съзнание.
I have many times given this practical example.
Много пъти съм давал този практически
практичен пример. In India, the villagers cannot afford car.
В Индия, automobile. В селата не могат да си позволят кола.
So they save up their rupees and they get bicycle.
Така че те си събират, спестяват пари и си купуват колела.
So when they have to go to work, it's a long way away. They have to come from the village into the city. It's a long, lot of pedaling on that bicycle.
Ако някой трябва да ходи да работи, е доста разстояние от селото до града така да върви.
So I have seen what they do.
Аз обаче съм виждал какво правят.
They get on their bicycle, then they hold on to one bus or one truck.
Те се качват на колелото и се хващат за един автобус или камион.
And they get free ride all the way to the city.
Бързо се придвижват по целия път към.
And then in the night also when they come home from the city back to the village, same thing, they grab one bus, no problem. You see. So you simply have to find a powerful Vaishnava.
Просто трябва да намерите някой могъщ вайшнава.
And grab onto his feet.
И да се хванете здраво за краката му.
And don't let go.
И да не се пускат.
And he will carry you back to home, back to Godhead.
Той ще ви заведе обратно в къщи при Бога.
And that is called the spiritual master.
Това е духовният учител.
Of course, what do you do when he leaves the area? Then you hold on to his instructions.
Това, което правите, когато той напусне мястото, просто трябва да се осланяте на инструкциите.
Because his instructions and his lotus feet are one and the same.
Защото инструкциите му и лотосовите му нозе са едно и също.
Just like my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, he has left this world in 1977.
Така както моят духовен учител Шрила Прабхупад напусна този свят през.
But I am holding tightly under his instructions.
Но аз винаги се опитвам да следвам инструкциите му.
He told me to always be enthusiastic about Krishna consciousness.
Той ми каза винаги да бъда в ентусиазъм за Кришна съзнание.
So therefore, no matter how difficult it may become sometimes, I just refuse to give up my enthusiasm.
И така че независимо колко трудно може да стане понякога.
And he gave me many other personal instructions also. He told me I had to become a pure devotee. So many wonderful instructions Prabhupada has given me. So by always holding on to those instructions of my Guru Maharaj, through all varieties of circumstances. I am able to maintain my happiness in Krishna consciousness. So I encourage you to do the same thing. Take shelter of Guru and Krishna.
Приемете подслон при Гуру и Кришна.
Your life will be sublime.
Живота ви ще бъде възвишен.
Some people say, well, I like the shelter, but I don't want to surrender.
Някои хора казват, искам да приема подслон, но не искам да се отдавам.
Give me shelter, but don't ask me to surrender.
Дай ми подслон, обаче не ме карай да се отдавам.
But it doesn't work that way.
Това не става по този начин.
Surrender equals shelter.
Отдаването е същото, е равно на подслон.
No surrender equals no shelter.
Няма отдаване, няма подслон.
So if you want to be sheltered from the influence of Kali,
и така че ако някой иска да приеме подслон от влиянието на Кали,
there is no option but to surrender to Guru and Krishna.
Няма друга опция, освен да се отдаде на Гуру и Кришна.
Don't try to find some loophole that allows you to get shelter without surrendering.
Да намерите някаква Да, за това да приемете под слон, без да се отдадете.
You'll never find it and you'll simply waste your valuable time. Rather, utilize your time and energy to seriously surrender and take shelter of Sri Guru and Sri Krishna.
Вместо да просто да се отдадете на Шри Гуру и Шри Кришна.
By doing so, you will see how Guru and Krishna are present with you at every minute.
Като направите така, ще виждате как Гуру и Кришна са с вас всяка минута.
24 hours a day.
24 часа на ден.
In all times, all places and all circumstances.
Навсякъде, на всяко място и при всички обстоятелства.
Not only your guru, but all the acharyas in the whole disciplic succession will be there.
И всички останали ачари от цялата ученическа последователност ще
Шрила Прабхупад.
Шрила Прабхупад.
Шрила Бхакти Сиддханта Сарасвати Такур.
Шрила Бхакти Сиддханта Сарасвати
Такур. Гаура Кишор Дас Бабаджи.
Гаура Кишор Дас Бабаджи.
Бхакти Винод Такур.
Бхакти Винод Такур.
Jagannath Das Babaji.
Jagannath Das Babaji.
All the great acharyas, Narottam Das Thakur.
Всички велики ачари, Narottam Das Thakur.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
The six Goswamis.
Шестимата Госвами.
Lord Chaitanya.
Бог Чайтанья.
Ishvara Puri.
Ishvara Puri.
Madhavendra Puri.
Madhavendra Puri.
All the way back, Madhvacharya.
Всички до края, Madhvacharya.
Srila Vyasadev.
Shriva Vyasadev,
Narad Muni,
Narada Muni,
Lord Brahma,
Bog Brahma,
you will have that connection with all the great acharyas, Arjuna. You will have that connection with all the great acharyas. You will never feel lonely. You'll always feel how all the great acharyas are showering their mercy on you at every minute.
Всички велики ачари ви заливат с милостта си всяка минута.
You will experience the sweetest, most wonderful shelter.
И ще изпитвате най-сладкия и най-прекрасния подслон.
But you will only taste this if you surrender 100%.
Но ще почувствате, ще изпитвате това, ако се предадете, само ако се отдадете 100%.
So what to do? Our minds keep pulling us away. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Look at the beautiful woman. Look at the beautiful man. Look at the wonderful eatables. You see, the mind is attracted by sense gratification.
Както виждате, ума просто е привлечен от сетивното наслаждение.
So we have to train the mind.
Така че ние трябва да обучим ума.
Our acharya, Govinda Das.
Нашия ачария Говинда Дас.
Poet Govinda Das.
Поетът Говинда Дас.
He has written a very nice song for training the mind.
Той е написал много хубава песен за обучението на ума.
I think you all must know that song. Vajahure mana Srinandanandana Abhaya Charanada Vindare. In this way. What is the second line? Durlabha manava janama sat sange tarahae bhava sindhure. This way. You see. If you'll always remember this song of Govinda Das, then by the mercy of Govinda Das, you will always be able to keep your mind under control at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. The most beautiful, all-attractive, lovable, supreme personality of Godhead. There is no one more beautiful than Krishna. Just see how Radharani is so much in love with Krishna. There is no more beautiful boy anywhere.
Няма по-красиво момче.
So it's natural the most beautiful of all girls would be in love with the most beautiful of all boys. If we can simply worship this divine couple, every morning during the Brahma Muhurta, then we will be fixed in Krishna consciousness. So how will we worship Sri Sri Radha Krishna during the Brahma Muhurta hour? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, I can ask now if there are any questions. Yeah. Unless you come here and tell me, my ears, I'm going deaf with old age, so you gotta come here, tell me. Speak louder.
It's a two-folded question.
Okay.
So the first part is about you were giving examples the other night about Yamunacharya being disgusted with sex.
That's right.
And on the other side, you were giving example with Thakur Haridas, who was not
Haridas Thakur?
Yeah, he was detached from sex here.
Yeah.
So which is, I believe that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that being disgusted and being attracted is just different.
Right.
Different
attachment and aversion are two sides of the same coin. Right?
So is it that we should be disgusted or we should be detached from sex life? First part.
All right, let's answer that one, and then we'll go to the second. So the question is, the other night, I was giving the example of Jamunacharya, who was disgusted by the thought of sex. His lips would curl with distaste, and he would spit at the thought of sex. But yet we hear from the Bhagavad Gita that you should not be attached to or averse to this material energy. So the question is, was Jamunacharya violating the principles of the Bhagavad Gita?
No, it's not a question.
I mean, that would be a natural question that one could ask. I'm not saying that you asked that, but I'm saying that would be a natural thing that one's, well, he appeared to be pretty averse. I mean, is he actually following the Gita or not? Of course he is, but we have to understand how he is. To be averse means you shouldn't lust after. Being attached means you lust after women. You see a woman, you want to have sex with her. See, that's being attached. Averse means you say, oh, you hate her. I hate her. She should be dead.
Отвращение, като я видиш да си мислиш мразие, трябва да умре.
Jamanacharya was not averse to women.
Jamanacharya не е бил отвратен от жените.
Nor was he attached to women.
Нито пък е бил привързан към тях.
He saw everything as the energy of Krishna.
Той виждал всичко като енергия на Кришна.
Meant to be utilized in the service of Krishna.
Предназначено да се използва в служене на Кришна.
Vedic culture, we honor the women. They are Mataji. She is my mother.
Ведическата култура почита жените. Те са Матаджи. Те са наши майки.
Every woman except for my wife, she is Mataji. She is my mother, my worshipable mother.
Всяка жена, с изключение на съпругата ми, е моя обожавана майка.
In Vedic culture, one is meant to offer respectful obeisances to superiors like the mother and the father.
В ведическата култура човек трябва да отдава смирени почитания на по-висшите, на майката и бащата.
So, if she is Mataji, that means she is worshipable. She is my mother.
Така че това, че тя е Mataji, означава, че тя е достойна за обожание, защото е моя майка.
We should be disgusted by the idea of having sex pleasure.
Трябва да сме отвратени от идеята да имаме сексуално удоволствие.
But we should not think that the person is disgusting.
Но не трябва да си мислим, че личността е отвратителна.
They are devotee, they are a great personality, they are mahatma.
Те са велики, правилно отдадени, те са махатми.
Next question.
Well,
did that answer the first one?
It started. No?
Yeah, almost did. Okay, well, let's continue with the first question.
All right. So I recall this story with the Bilva Mangala Thakur.
Yes.
So he was at some point of his life, he was quite attached to women. So
Chintamani, the prostitute. Yeah.
So right. Anyway, he started from there. And Krishna lifted him from that position to the position of personally associating with him.
Yeah, Chintamani actually delivered him. She became his guru. Did you know who that Chintamani was?
Yeah.
Hmm?
She was a manifestation of his guru's mercy.
She was actually his guru from a previous lifetime. The guru came back to be his girlfriend, to preach to him. Can you imagine what austerities the guru has to go through sometimes? Become a prostitute to save his own disciple. So all the those who take initiation, they should not trouble their spiritual master that he has to come back as a prostitute. Yeah. Thank you.
За живота на Билва Мангала Такор, който в началото е бил много привързан към една проститутка Чинтамани. Той си има вкус към жените. Впоследствие Кришна го издига до позицията на лично общуване с него. Но всъщност, както каза Санкаршана Прабу, тази Чинтамани, тя всъщност е била неговия духовен учител от предишния му живот. Че можете ли да си представите на какви отречения се подлага понякога духовния учител, за да може да даде просветление на ученика си?
So, continue. I'll answer that first one.
Yeah, I mean, my point was that it's connected with the second part.
Okay.
So, isn't it like we have a process here and we have to mature in Krishna consciousness. We don't just jump from the first level to the last one. Isn't it a process that we have to go through?
It certainly is a process, but it is a gradual process. That's a fact.
Krishna съзнание е постепенен процес. Ние трябва да узреем, да стигнем до издигната позиция. Това наистина е така.
But don't make it any more gradual than it has to be.
Не го правете по-постепенен, отколкото трябва да бъде.
It's like if you're going, it's like tomorrow I'm going to Macedonia for preaching. It's a 4 or 5 hour drive. It's a gradual process getting there. That doesn't mean that we should go 10 kilometers per hour and take 40 hours to get there. One should travel at a reasonable, safe pace. If you go too fast, yeah, you'll have an accident. If you go too slow, you'll never get there. So you have to go just the right pace. Therefore, guru is required. He sets the speed limit. Yes, Grihastha Ashram is the slow road to Vaikuntha. Sannyasa Ashram is the fast road. But it takes an exceptional person to handle the fast road. Many of our sannyasis didn't make it. Therefore, Tamal Krishna Maharaj one time said very nicely, citing the proverb of the hare and the tortoise. You know the proverb of the hare and the tortoise?
Yes.
Yeah. Tamal Krishna Goswami said, slow but steady wins the race. So be steady. That's important. Slow is okay if you're steady. That turtle, you see, he was plodding along. He was plodding along, see. He never stopped for any sense gratification. He was fixed on the goal. But that hare, he was thinking, yes, I am very fast. I will run for a while and very fast, and then I will take a nap, some sense gratification. And while he was sleeping, that tortoise just came over the finish line. So slow but steady wins the race. You have to keep plodding step by step by step. You can't take any breaks for sense gratification. And then you will defeat that puffed up hair.
Try this other questions, like Srila Prabhupada was also a grihastha, and you know, it's you mentioned a couple of times, at least several times during your recent stay here, that well, Prabhupada was very proud of his grihastha disciples who were actually sannyasis. He was calling them.
Yes, who did more than the sannyasis? They were more than sannyasis. Because the sannyasis from Gaudiya Math, they went to London to try to open the temple. They could not do so. But three householder couples accompanied by one little girl, Sarasvati, one baby girl. They captured London.
тя била още бебе и те завладели Лондон.
They made George Harrison a devotee.
Направили Джордж Харисън преден отдаден.
That's big preaching.
Това е голямо проповядване.
Huge preaching.
Огромно проповядване.
So it doesn't matter what ashram you're in.
Така че няма значение в кой ашрам се намира.
You simply must preach this Krishna consciousness.
Трябва да проповядвате това Кришна съзнание.
Make a revolution.
Направете революция.
But never feel that you're qualified.
Но никога не се чувствайте, че сте квалифицирани.
Try to spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world.
Опитайте да разпространите това движение за Кришна съзнание по целия свят.
But always consider yourself to be totally unfit to do so.
Но винаги считайте себе си за напълно неспособен да го направите.
Srila Prabhupada explains in the Nectar Devotion, this should be the attitude of all the preachers of the Krishna Consciousness Movement.
Srila Prabhupada обяснява в Нектара на предаността, че това трябва да бъде настроението на всички проповедници.
Any other question?
If no one else has questions, I have a couple.
Or anyone else have questions? Yeah.
In one of your previous lectures, you mentioned something like strong mantra. Like strong mantra. Can you explain?
What was the term?
Strong mantra. Something like that. Strong, powerful.
Strong mantra.
Powerful mantra. Can you explain what this means?
Strong mantra.
Powerful. You said in a connection with the service of one devotee that he must strengthen his job, his
gender. Yes, you must make your job very, very strong.
Така е. Трябва да направите джапата си много силна.
If you were walking on a mountaintop,
ако отидете на върха на планината,
and you accidentally slipped and fell off the mountain over the cliff, and on your way down to certain death by being smashed in the rocks below, you happen to grab a hold of a branch of a tree, how tightly would you hold on to that branch? How strong would you make your grip? You would put all of your energy, because that is life or death. So do you understand? This Hare Krishna mantra is that branch.
Hare Krishna mantra е този клон.
And that is your only salvation. So how strongly you must hold on to that mantra.
Така че колко силно трябва да се държите за тази мантра.
With all the strength at your command, you must hold on to that Hare Krishna mantra.
С цялата сила, която имате, просто трябва да се вкопчите в тази мантра.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and never let go. Yoga, you want to sit for a few minutes? Bless us with your... You sit for just five minutes, is that all right? Just a special favor? I've come all the way from America. Just 5 minutes only. Only 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, you can go. Thank you very much. I appreciate that very much. All right. Anyone else? Yes.
Лошите качества и душата става
Is it true that the Lord sends
challenges,
some tests and challenges to those who he loves, because in this challenges he.
Do you understand the question?
Yeah.
Do you understand her question?
Yes.
What is the question?
The question is, is it true that the Lord sends challenges to those who he loves, because in these challenges, in these difficulties...
Difficulties.
Because in these difficult times, one gets purified from his impurities.
I don't follow the question. Do you understand the question?
Yes. He's asking that in the time of difficulty, is there a lot of challenges that one has? It's like a sort of a test.
Yes, times of difficulty are a test. That's right. That's the thing. So in school, what does a test mean? Test means if you pass, you move on to a higher level. You see.
В училище означава, че ако го преминете, отивате на по-високо ниво.
Once you take a test at a certain level, you don't have to be tested at that level again.
Ако веднъж сте взели тест на някакво ниво, не трябва да бъдете изпитвани отново на същото ниво.
So one should be very careful to pass every test that comes by taking shelter of Guru and Krishna.
Така че всеки трябва да бъде много внимателен да преминава всички тестове, които идват, приемайки под слон при Гуру и Кришна.
And then you'll move to a higher level of Krishna consciousness.
Ще се преместите на по-високо ниво в Кришна съзнание.
And then you will get tests at that level.
Ще получите тестове и на това ниво тогава.
But you'll be more expert at passing tests when you get to that level.
Но вече трябва да сте по-опитни, за да може да вземете.
In fact, even though the tests get more difficult,
всъщност дори и тестовете, изпитанията да стават по-трудни,
as you advance in Krishna consciousness,
като напредвате в Кришна съзнание,
it becomes easier and easier to pass them.
Става все по-лесно и по-лесно да ги преминавате.
Because you are becoming more and more expert at Krishna consciousness.
Защото ставате все по-умели в Кришна съзнание, все по-опитни.
So even though it may appear to be getting more difficult,
така че дори да изглежда, че имате повече трудности,
it actually is getting easier and easier and easier.
Всъщност става все по-лесно и по-лесно и по-лесно.
For those who are sincerely serving Guru and Krishna.
За тези, които искрено служат на Гуру и Кришна.
Questions more? Yeah.
But sometimes the challenges come and person try to take the false shelter.
If the challenge comes and they take false shelter,
yes.
What is that false shelter?
Sometimes they take shelter of some opposite sex or some beyond the devotees or something.
Well, that means they came up with the wrong answer on the exam. Yeah, that means they failed the test.
What става, когато има трудност и някой опитва да приеме лъжлив подслон, като например при...
One has to know the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So that when the test comes, you'll come up with the right solution.
Трябва да познавате добре философията на Кришна съзнание, за да когато дойде такъв изпит, да може да знаете верния отговор.
That's why we're having two classes every day here.
Затова тук всеки ден правим по две лекции. Даваме.
By regularly attending these classes, one will gain the proper understanding how to pass all the tests.
Като редовно посещава тези лекции, човек просто получава правилното разбиране как да премине през всички тестове.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Търси помощ при напреднал
Is it right for a neophyte devotee before he takes shelter of guru to seek shelter at a very advanced senior devotee?
Yes, we have our initiating guru, and we also have other senior devotees, later siksha guru. We accept only one diksha guru. But we can accept an unlimited number of siksha gurus who are teaching us the same knowledge that our diksha guru is teaching us. Questions more? Yeah. No, philosophical question, no managerial question. Those you have to take it with Param Jyoti. Okay? Yeah.
Твърде много. При положение, че съм тичал и съм марширал 10 години и ми идва много в повече. И много големи трудности ми коста и аз в един момент се отчаявам.
For me this test comes too much for me because I have run and walked for 10 years and more. He was in the army before.
Not the question.
And I get despair. In despair. I make great efforts, but I cannot overcome this. I cannot.
Oh, that means you're trying to do it on your own strength. That's a fact. You're trying to do it on your own strength.
Ти опитваш да го направиш със собствени сили. Това е истина.
On your own strength, you'll never conquer the material nature.
Със собствени сили никога няма да победиш материалното.
You have to humbly take shelter of Krishna, and then you can easily cross beyond.
Трябва смирено да приемаш подслон при Кришна и тогава лесно ще преминеш.
Дай вихи еша гунамай, мама майо дарачия, Mameva ye prapajyante mayami tam turantite. This Krishna says, this divine energy of mine consisting of the three modes of material nature.
Krishna казва, тази моя божествена енергия, която се състои от трите гуни на материалната природа,
is very difficult to overcome.
Е много трудно за преодоляване.
But
no.
Those who take shelter of me,
тези, които приемат подслон при мен,
easily cross beyond it.
Лесно преминават отвъд нея, през нея.
If you're having difficulty conquering the influence of the modes of nature,
ако имаш трудности да победиш влиянието на,
it means you're proudly trying to do it with your own strength.
Това означава, че ти гордо се опитваш да го направиш със собствената си сила.
You have to humbly beg Krishna to help you.
Трябва смирено да молиш Кришна да ти помогне.
And then you will become a powerful yogi and devotee.
Тогава ще станеш могъщ, предан, отдаден йоги.
Аз не мога да откажа готвените хирами. Какво да говорим за друго? Как да го преодолея?
I cannot even...
He says, I cannot even quit eating cooked food, so what to speak about anything else beyond that?
Cooked food? There's no prohibition against cooked food. Cook it for Krishna and offer it. That's the difficulty. You don't have to eat raw food. Cook the food and offer it to Krishna. Krishna likes cooked food.
Просто готви и предлагай храната на Кришна. Кришна обича готвен.
Няма такава забрана.
Да, но ми правят проблем в ходенето и е по-добре да не ям готвени храни. Обаче пък не мога да се, не мога да се откажа от тях.
What is it?
Due to his problems. I think he is supposed to take raw food.
Oh, you have a health problem?
Yes.
All right, then take raw food and offer to Krishna. That's all right. He'll accept your raw food. Offer it with love. But no meat, fish, or eggs. Onions or garlic. All right. Anyone else? We have 5 minutes. Anyone who hasn't asked a question yet? Yeah, I'm have him on hold. If there's someone else, and he gets the floor. But, all right, go ahead.
So it's connected with where we stopped just a minute ago. It's about Grihastha ashram and preaching as being the essence of our movement. So is it true, like, you know, many people within our society nowadays claim that it's a new era for our movement, that, you know, we shouldn't leave as a community or and preach as communities, and it's all right if we just waste our energy outside and just bring whatever we bring it here, you know, whatever. It's, they say it's just, it's different from the times when Prabhupada was present. It's, these are different times.
So what's the question?
Is it true that it's a different time? Should we lead as communities and preach as communities? And
there are some differences. The question is it a different time now? That previously everyone lived in the ashram and now so many people live outside, so should we close down the ashram now and all live in the outside? What's the proper thing at this time?
Въпросът е, има ли разлика между сега и по времето на Шрила Прабхупад? Сега много хора живеят навън и просто какво трябва да... Трябва ли да... Всъщност как беше точно?
The answer is...
I have to translate it.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Въпрос е, има някои хора, които казват, че сега в момента е нова епоха в нашето движение и че сега не може да живеем на общности и да проповядаме както по времето на Прабхупада и да вливаме цялата си енергия в една общност.
The answer is very simple. There should be ashram life and outside life both going on.
Трябва да има живот в ашрама и живот отвън, и двете трябва да вървят.
The temple should be a place where the temple inmates are practicing perfect sadhana.
Храма трябва да бъде място, където да се практикува съвършена садана.
Wonderful Vaishnava relationships, everything first class.
Всичко там трябва да бъде първа клас. Прекрасни вайшнава отношения.
The temple must be in a true ashram, a place of spiritual cultivation.
Храма трябва да бъде истинския шрам, място, където на духовно култивиране, духовно съвършенстване.
So that when the householders come to see the temple, they become inspired to go home and turn their house into a strict ashram.
И така че когато семейните дойдат в храма, трябва да те да бъдат вдъхновени да се върнат в къщи и да го превърнат в дома си в
It's a fact. It's a fact that back in the early days of ISKCON, we all lived in the temples.
Факт е, че в ранните години на ISKCON ние всички живеехме в храмовете.
But Prabhupada told Jai Pataka Maharaj the day would come when most of the people would be living outside of the temple.
Но Prabhupada каза на Jai Pataka Maharaj, ще дойде ден, когато повечето хора ще живеят извън храма.
If we are going to make the whole world Krishna conscious, can they fit in this temple?
Ако искаме да направим всички...
If all of Sofia becomes devotees, will they fit in this building?
Would you want me to answer?
Yes.
Well, it's not that, you know, the temple is the home for the deities, and we shouldn't crowd up their house, but we can live around their place, around the temple, and we can still be a community.
Yeah. Yeah, in Dallas, there's a very nice community I've seen. There's a temple building, And then all around the neighborhood, the houses are owned by devotees. It's all like a village, a Krishna conscious village in East Dallas, Texas. It's very nice.
В Източен Далас има нещо такова. Имаха храми и всички къщи наоколо са собственост направено от дадени. И като едно село направено от дадени.
There must be at least, you know, 10 or 15 homes owned by devotees right around the temple.
Има поне 10 или 15 къщи. Трябва да има поне 10 или 15 къщи.
Не, има 15 в...
Има там.
So you don't feel like you're in Dallas, you feel like you're in a Hare Krishna village.
Така че не се чувствате като в Далас, а като в едно Hare Krishna село.
The householders have their jobs, they have their own, they pay their own bills, they have their own house, but it's right there across the street from the temple.
It's
a very nice arrangement. So our time has run out. One last point from Vishnupriya Maharaj. Yeah, if they don't come from Mangalarti, then what's the use? That's right.
What's the point?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Just like I see in this temple, some people do not come from Mangalarti. According to Prabhupada's policy, anyone who doesn't come from Mangalarti cannot live in the temple.
Политиката на Шрила Прабхупад беше, че всеки, който не идва до Мангаларди, не може да живее в храм.
You said that, you know, this people that supposedly should live in the ashrams, although, you know, I was speaking about a community, those living in the ashrams or the temple, you said that they have first class relationships and standards.
Yeah, they must.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that those living outside should don't have this high standards. And
what do you think they should? Do you think they should have high standard or not? Those who live outside.
Why not have?
Yeah. High standards? Every initiated devotee must have a very high standard, whether he lives in the temple or outside. There should be the same high standard.
So in this way, we just can live in as a community and share a nice relationship.
Yes. That's right.
And serve Krishna and preach together.
That's
in
right.
Different ways.
You're 100% correct. Yeah. All right. We'll stop here. Rajavidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thanks, Shankar. Jai.